If you have been following AI news for a while, you can feel the direction of travel changing. The big story today is not that a model got larger or that a demo looked smoother. It is that OpenAI is framing ChatGPT work with Codex built in as something that can live inside recurring business processes. In other words, the point is not just to answer questions. The point is to help move work across the tools people already use every day. OpenAI says this can work across web, mobile, and desktop. And it highlights examples that sound less like casual chatting and more like routine operations. The company points to workflows that trace CRM touchpoints, check release plans, reconcile source data, and turn event notes into reports. It also cites examples from companies like Zapier, RingCentral, Virgin Atlantic, and NVIDIA. That matters because it changes the job AI is being asked to do. For a long time, the standard use of AI was simple. Ask a question, get a draft, maybe summarize a document, and stop there. Useful, yes, but still isolated, still a one-off interaction. What is changing here is the handoff. OpenAI is trying to make ChatGPT a repeatable business system that can sit between the data you already have and the output you need next. If your notes live in email, your tasks live in a tracker, your sales history lives in a CRM, and your planning lives in spreadsheets, the value is not in asking the model to be clever. The value is in letting it collect context, draft a first pass, and help you move to the next step faster. That is the real shift, from novelty to workflow control. And that is why creators and small businesses should care. Most small teams do not need an AI that tries to do everything from scratch. They need an AI that can handle the boring middle of work, pulling information together, spotting gaps, drafting a summary, and organizing the next action. That is where time gets lost. That is also where a lot of avoidable mistakes happen. So if you run a newsletter, a small agency, a shop, a course business, or any operation with weekly repetition, the most useful question is not, what can AI answer? The better question is, what recurring review do I do every week that already has a pattern? OpenAI's announcement points toward use cases like weekly pipeline reviews, launch planning, release checks, event follow-up, and source data reconciliation. Those are exactly the kinds of workflows where a first draft is valuable, because the underlying structure does not change much from week to week. The facts change, the names change, the dates change, but the shape of the work stays familiar. Here is a practical example. Imagine a small team preparing a weekly launch review. The ingredients are already in different places. A release plan in one tool, customer questions in email, sales notes in a CRM, and a meeting recap in a document. In a traditional workflow, someone has to gather all of that, compare it, and then write the summary for the team. In the new workflow, OpenAI is describing ChatGPT work becomes the first pass. It can help synthesize the material, outline what is on track, list open questions, and flag where the source data does not line up. A person still has to read it, check the details, and decide what to send. But the starting point arrives much faster. That is the right way to think about this. Not as automation that removes the person, but as a workflow layer that reduces the amount of manual stitching between systems. There is also an important limit here. Based on the announcement alone, we do not know exactly how broad access is for every user, how much setup is required, or how well these workflows work in every business environment. Vendor announcements are useful, but they are still vendor announcements. They show direction, not always day-to-day reality. So the best move is to test carefully. A good experiment for this week is simple. Pick one recurring process you already repeat, like a weekly content plan, a launch brief, or a pipeline review. Put the source material in one place if you can. Then ask ChatGPT to do two things. First, generate a clean draft summary. Second, generate a checklist of missing steps or unresolved questions. Do not start with the final output. Start with the handoff. If the model can save you time on the first pass, that is meaningful. If it creates more cleanup than it saves, that is also useful information. The test is not whether the draft looks impressive. The test is whether the workflow gets simpler. The risks are familiar, but they matter more when AI gets closer to real operations. First, there is the risk of bad source data. If the inputs are incomplete, the output can look polished while still being wrong. Second, there is the risk of overtrust. A neat summary can hide uncertainty. Third, there is the risk of workflow sprawl, where teams start using AI everywhere without a clear owner or review process. So keep the human review, where the stakes are real. Check names, numbers, dates, customer commitments, and any decision that affects money, access, compliance, or reputation. If the model is summarizing a plan, someone should verify the plan. If it is reconciling source data, someone should confirm the source. If it is drafting a customer-facing message, someone should approve the final version before it goes out. That is the practical rule here. AI can draft, organize, and accelerate, but the review step still needs to be deliberate. What should you watch next? Two things. First, whether OpenAI makes this workflow approach easier to set up for ordinary users, not just technical teams. Second, whether the value is strongest when ChatGPT is connected to tools that already hold the context, like spreadsheets, task trackers, CRM systems, and email. If that integration gets smoother, this becomes much more than a chatbot upgrade. It becomes part of how work gets assembled. So the ClearForge verdict for this one is, test carefully, not because the idea is weak, but because the shift is real. AI is moving from a place where you ask for a response to a place where you ask for help inside a process. That is a more useful change for most businesses, and it is also a more demanding one. The tools are getting closer to the work itself. The next step is learning how to put them in the right place, with the right review, and with clear limits on what they can do on their own.